Today, August 24th, is exactly half a year of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine, and today is our main state holiday, Independence Day. Tomorrow is also a kind of significant date, 6 months since I became a soldier. Honestly, I couldn't imagine when I signed up at the recruiting station and received weapons that even after 6 months, the end of this war would not be visible. When the war turned into a stage of total shelling and bombing of Ukrainian cities, and this happened very quickly, it seemed to me that my days were numbered. As you already know, I'm rather clumsy, I have asthma and a lot of old injuries that have worsened with age. All this, you know, doesn't at all increase the chances of survival in the war. I even wrote to the producer of this podcast, Stevie, a few days ago, saying I'm surprised I've lasted for so long. But let's talk about the holiday, about Independence Day. Ukraine withdrew from the USSR in August 1991, easily and painlessly, without wars, bloodshed, and territorial losses. But in 2014, when Russia seized Crimea and attacked the Donbass, it became clear that in 1991, independence was largely obtained in advance, and now the time has come to defend it. In February of this year, it became clear that the defense of our independence is a matter for whole people, and unfortunately, not at all quick. Actually, the United States, which declared its independence in July 1776, waged a war for this independence for many more years. The American Revolutionary War gave history many examples of heroism sung in songs and described in books. The Ukrainian War of Independence is giving birth to its Alexander Hamilton's, George Washington's, and Abigail Adams right now. A few weeks ago, in one of the detachments, I met a man in his 60s who had worked as a farmer all his life. In the spring, two Russian soldiers came to his farm, so the man found out that he was in occupation. The two demanded food, money, and alcohol. The farmer promised to bring everything, seated them on the bench next to the house, went into the room, took a hunting rifle, and shot the Russian invaders. He then took their rifles and cartridges for them, took some food from the house, and, bypassing Russian checkpoints through forest and swamps, made his way to the unoccupied territory for several days. He got out, came to the military, brought the weapons of the killed Russians, and told about where and how many invaders were near his farm. When he asked to join the army, yes, he said, I understand that my age is no longer for a soldier, but as it turned out, I am still quite fit for killing Russian Nazis. They took him. He now serves and continues to kill Russian Nazis. In another military unit, I met a woman about the same farmer's age. She went to war like me on the second day of a large-scale invasion. In fact, her husband and son went to the army, but she did not want to stay at home alone. She says she would go crazy knowing that her husband and son are risking their lives while she just sits at home. Her son already have been wounded and was due to be discharged, but he refused to leave the army and insisted on staying in the armed forces. Now he's fighting in the Donetsk region, in one of the most dangerous areas. These are the people who fill Independence Day with real meaning. They turn it from a simple calendar date into a sacred date. This is really the main holiday of our Ukraine and every Ukrainian. If you want to congratulate me, you can always do it on the project page on the GoFundMe website. And you should know that this Independence Day is not only our holiday, but it's also yours. It is Ukraine now, its daughters and sons, who are defending the democratic world from the new Nazism. Thanks to the heroism of the Ukrainians, you maintain your independence from the madmen who decided to play the rulers of the world. So happy Independence Day for all of us.